I'm very lucky, especially with the 50th anniversary of Doctor Who this year. Mm. It kind of does make me look back and go, wow, I'm still here.
And you just can't let it go. I've seen what you're up to and what's in the pipeline. And it's all Doctor, well, not all, but there's a lot of Doctor Who stuff still going on all over the world.
I feel like I could still be 90 and they might wheel me into the studio for another episode of Perry and the Sixth Doctor.
Seriously, just how good was it?
Oh, fantastic. I mean, I feel so privileged and so lucky to be able to look back at that start. And especially now, I think it's people are able to look back and reflect as an actor and go, well, wow, she's actually nothing like the part she was playing. So I think at first it was a bit typecasting, but now people realise that I'm sort of more of a character actress in a way.
Yeah. John Nathan Turner was series producer, wasn't he then?
He was, yes.
And I gather he wanted to inject a bit more oomph into the show. Am I right in thinking that? You could probably think of a better word. And along came Nicola Bryan.
I think, the Doctor Who assistant companion has always had a very particular role. And she's there for a great number of reasons, to feed the information that the plot needs, to be the foil to the Doctor, but also to be the character that when I watched it as a child, you'd think, oh, if only that was me.
You were a fan. You were a fan.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. Absolutely. I started watching pretty much around the John Pertwee era. I wasn't allowed to watch it before. You do have to be a certain age.
You weren't allowed. It was scary. And it still is scary, isn't it?
Absolutely. I have stepchildren and they're terrified of it. And that's the way it should be.
Am I right in saying, Nicola, it was your first real breakthrough in
telly? Absolutely. Yeah, I was literally spotted in drama school in my final production. And then they said, I got this Doctor Who role, which was about 3 months afterwards.
You see, I knew we'd be talking all about Doctor Who. They'll be listening down at the Theatre Royal. What are you going to talk about? When are you going to talk about the trouble with old lovers? We'll get around
to
it.
We will, yes.
Have you been rehearsing today?
We have been rehearsing today, yeah. We've just been blocking the final scene. So it's fascinating. Yeah. It's a great play.
Yeah.
It's a really, really good play. It's got everything, if I wanted a good night out at the theatre, that I would want. So I have to say, I'm really thrilled to be doing it. I'm very happy.
Your impressions of Lincoln?
Oh, I wish I saw more. I wish there was the built-in holiday that came with it. I do love Lincoln. I think it's really beautiful. I'm within the sound of the cathedral bells, so I'm kind of judging my... Oh, I've done another hour of lines. Gosh, is it that early in the morning and I'm awake?
Really? You're up early rehearsing?
Well, no, just, you wake up early and start. There's a lot to do.
Yeah. Let's get back to Doctor Who. now, I was a bit confused here because I thought, hang on, Perry was American in Doctor Who. And here you are, with the Queen's
not
English.
Not sounding American.
You were American in that.
I was American in that, yes. And I pretty much spent the next 10, 12 years playing Americans. I went into the West End, I was American. I did a couple of other theatre shows and tours, and I was American. I started to specialise in American neurotics. And
Why this obsession with America?
Well, it just started out with that was my first break.
I can see how you could slip it. Can you just slip into it?
I can totally slip into it, and it's no problem. And I could spend the rest of my life talking like this. And sometimes, you kind of think, well, I've forgotten what is the English way to say that. How do the British do that? You get totally confused. You have to go to someone and say, is it schedule or schedule? Which one's American and which one's British?
How do you manage to sustain that? I think every now and again, we all tend to just go American. Colin Baker has actually sat in that very chair you're in now.
I know, I can tell.
He was at the Lincoln Theatre Royal a year or so back, and he was chatting here. What was it like working alongside he and Peter Davison as well?
Well, I didn't work as long, obviously, with Peter as I did with Colin. And, it was a huge honour to start off with Peter, who was, such a well-known actor. I was just in awe of working with him. And we worked very well together and things were just on a roll. And then it was like, oh, now we're changing. But I have to say that Colin is now, 25 years on, or it's probably a bit more than that. He's one of my closest friends. I mean, we found we worked very well together and we worked in a sort of similar vein as well. So I'm just very, very lucky. You can look back after the number of years of in the business and go, wow, I actually had great rapport with all the actors that I worked with on that show. So that's wonderful.